Thank you for joining the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers for today's Missouri Basin Conference Call. Due to basin conditions, this is an ad hoc call to provide an update of current runoff conditions and support provided to local communities by the Omaha and Kansas City districts. We will continue to hold these calls daily at 1 p.m. using the same meeting link provided for today's call. After today's call, we will shift operations to focus on the Kansas City District's response to this flood event. This call is provided as a courtesy to congressional representatives, tribal, state, and local government officials, levy sponsors, emergency managers, and the media. I am Eileen Williamson, and I will be your moderator. This call is recorded and placed on the Defense Video and Imagery Distribution Service for reuse at www.dvidshub.net/unit/USACE-NWD. Your participation acknowledges your consent to be recorded. All lines should be on mute. The force mute function may not work on all phones, so please use your phone's own mute function and do not place the call on hold. The question and answer session will take place at the end of the call. Our agenda today is as follows, and again, we'll be changing the agenda for tomorrow. Today's agenda is an opening comment or opening remarks from Kim Thomas, the Chief of Operations for the Omaha District. From the National Weather Service Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, we have Jim Terrell. From Missouri River Water Management, we have Mike Swenson. And from the Omaha District, we have Spencer Giles in Emergency Management. And from Kansas City District, we have Mike Doolin in Emergency Management. With that, I'll hand the call over to Kim Thomas.
Hey, Eileen, thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. Kim Thomas, Chief of Ops here in the Omaha District. And on behalf of Colonel Neubauer, welcome to the 1300 call. Just obviously, folks are tracking, had some significant rain overnight in the area. And so we'll be talking through what that means from our perspective as we roll through all the updates today. So appreciate the continued communications and collaboration. And I'll send it back to you, Eileen. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. And I'm going to hand it over to Jim Terrell with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center.
Hello, my name is Jim Terrell, and I'm with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center. I will first go through stage forecasts for the Missouri River, and then I will give a summary of expected future precipitation. These forecasts are taking into account 24 hours of future precipitation. On the Missouri River, starting at Omaha, Omaha is falling and will likely fall below flood stage Wednesday. Nebraska City is past the main crest, but will have another smaller crest near 23.9 feet today due to the heavy rainfall from the past 24 hours. Brownville is now past crest and is still in moderate flood category. Rulo is likely at crest now near 24.0 feet. At St. Joseph, the river is expected to crest at 24.1 feet Thursday morning. Further downstream at Kansas City, the river is expected to remain below flood stage. The river will crest near 26.9 feet minor flood stage at Waverly, Missouri on Friday and near 29.0 feet on Friday evening in the moderate category at Glasgow. At Boonville, the river will crest in minor flood stage near 25.5 feet overnight Friday. Jefferson City is currently expected to remain below flood stage. And downstream at Herman, Missouri, the river will crest in minor flood category near 23.1 feet Saturday night. As far as anticipated precipitation over the next 5 days, on day one, which would be this morning through Wednesday morning, heavy rain is forecast across the southern portion of the Missouri River Basin. The heaviest is anticipated across western Iowa and northern Missouri with upwards of 3 inches possible. On day two, which is Wednesday morning through Thursday morning, rain is expected in parts of South Dakota, central Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri with the heaviest rainfall expected in central South Dakota and Nebraska eastern Kansas, and Missouri. Again, amounts of upwards of 3 inches are possible. On day three, Thursday morning through Friday morning, additional rain is expected in the eastern half of the Missouri River Basin. The heaviest rain is anticipated in eastern South Dakota and Missouri, where 1 to 2 inches is expected. Day four, Friday morning through Saturday morning, most of the Missouri River Basin is expected to be relatively dry. And on day five, which is Saturday morning through Sunday morning, it's again expected to be relatively dry across the basin, and any precipitation that is expected is expected to be light with less than a quarter of an inch forecast. These storm systems have been very efficient rain producers, and locally heavy amounts are possible with heavy thunderstorms and where storms move over the same locations. We do expect the additional rainfall to add to the crest downstream of Kansas City. There is low confidence in specific crest numbers due to the convective nature of these storms, but it could be expected that the locations below Kansas City could see an additional 2 to 4 feet on the crest and reach into moderate flood category. For locations upstream of Kansas City, the additional rainfall is only expected to slow down the river recessions. This concludes the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center briefing. Back to you, Eileen.
Thanks, Jim. And we'll move back to the Omaha District. Well, John's not in the EOC today. I'm going to hand it over to Mike Swenson in the Missouri River Water Management Division. Mike.
Hey, thanks, Eileen, and good afternoon, everyone. There has been no change to the Gavin's Point releases. Releases remain at 13,000 CFS, and our current forecast shows holding that for several more days before we would make any changes to the releases. That's all I had. Back to you, Eileen.
Thanks, Mike. And we will incorporate the releases into the Omaha District update moving forward, and any changes will be briefed at that time. I'll hand it over to Spencer Giles or Oliver in the Omaha District Emergency Management Office.
Thank you, Eileen. Good afternoon. This is Spencer Giles, Emergency Management Chief for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Omaha District. We continue to maintain our activation level here in the EOC at level 2 partial activation, with continuing hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. We're monitoring the impacts of heavy rains overnight. At this time, we don't see any risk to our federal levee system. Helicopter surveillance has resumed and will continue through July 4th. However, its operation may be limited by periods of severe weather. On-ground survey teams continue to monitor our federal levees in coordination with the local sponsors. At this time, we have no technical or direct assistance requests. We are viewing this as good news and an indicator that the local communities were well prepared and our levees continue to perform well. We want to reemphasize that we stand ready to assist state, local, and tribal authorities for requests received through emergency management channels, but are encouraged by the fact that those requests have been relatively few. If you have any questions for us, call 402-995-2448 and leave a message. Our staff will return the call as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thanks, Spencer. And I will hand it over to Mike Doolin in Kansas City.
Hi, thanks, Eileen. Good afternoon, everybody. Mike Doolin here, Emergency Management Specialist with the Kansas City District Corps of Engineers. No change in our EOC status. We remain activated to level 3 emergency watch with hours of operation from 0700 to 1700 daily. Today, our team's up in Holt County, Missouri, meeting with levee sponsors to provide technical assistance. Levee systems in that area have been loaded for several days, so now we are starting to see some seepage, but no sand boils have been reported at this time, and that could change the longer those levees stay loaded. So we continue to closely monitor river stages along the Missouri River and tributaries up and downstream of Kansas City as storms are forecast to pass through our AOR, our area of responsibility this week. Current river observations, as mentioned by the River Forecast Center, show Rulo is in moderate flood stage and appears to be cresting now at 24 feet. The River Forecast Center shows the crest slowly tapering off through the week And then finally exiting flood stage around July 7th, pending additional rainfall. Duration and stage of the crest could be influenced by future precipitation, so please let's keep an eye on it. pay attention to weather and river forecasts throughout the holiday week. Over the next 72 hours or 3 days, no levees that participate in our PL8499 program are forecast to overtop. Based on the latest river forecast information, additional levees are now expected to see some loading this week downstream of KC. So this is to be expected as the high water moves down the river. Freeboard estimates are as follows. In Holt County, Missouri, no change. Corning Union Township expected to see 1 foot or less of freeboard. Holt County 10 could see 2 foot or less. And then Holt County 9 and the Cannon Drainage District could have between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. Downstream of St. Joe, looking on the Kansas side, Henry Pole, Great Bull and Schwartz and Walcott sections 1, 2 and 3 could see 2 to 5 foot of freeboard. On the Missouri side, Rushville, Sugar Lake, and Bean Lake could see 2 to 5 foot of freeboard. And then as we look downstream east of Kansas City, these are non-federal levees, Saline, Lafayette, Malta Bend, Teesaw Bend, Ray Carroll, Sugar Tree, and Wackendaw could all see between 2 and 5 foot of freeboard. And then just upstream of Brunswick, Missouri, kind of in the central Missouri there, DeWitt section 1 and 2 could see 2 to 5 foot of freeboard as well. Federal levee systems upstream of Kansas City are experiencing loading. However, none of them are forecast to have less than 5 foot of freeboard. They're all forecast to have greater than 5 foot of freeboard. Any significant changes in estimated loading or freeboard will quickly be reported to our levee sponsors. We have only received one request for direct assistance so far. I briefed out on that yesterday. It was over the weekend for 1,000 sandbags going to Holt County number 9. Our EOC will remain activated and ready to provide technical and direct assistance until floodwaters have receded. If you need to contact us at any time, you can reach us at 816-426-6320. If it's after hours, just leave your name and a callback number and we will return it quickly. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And we will move now to allow state EOCs or DOTs to provide an update on their status. We'll start with the state of Iowa.
Hi, this is Austin Yates at Iowa DOT in Council Bluffs. Encouraged by all the waters going down, still have water over Interstate 29, the southbound lanes around mile marker 67. That's the Honey Creek exit. Lots of dry pavement other places. We're able to get a lot of debris removed. And we're encouraged by very minimal damage, just some shoulder erosion. But we are preparing to get the interstates opened as soon as the waters are completely off. No specific time frame, though.
Good news. Thank you, Austin. Any other state of Iowa? Thank you. Kansas?
I'm sorry, Eileen. I was talking to somebody else in the room. So this is Jim Remillard from Missouri. We're just continuing to monitor. And we do have another call. We invited Spencer and Mike Doolin too. Did you both get that invite?
We did. Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Okay, that'd be very helpful because we've got some confusion that we kind of need to get cleaned up. So that'd be very helpful. Thank you both.
Perfect. Thank you, Missouri. Any others from Missouri?
Yes, this is Joe Moore with MoDOT. We're currently in the process of closing Missouri 111 between Corning and Craig due to backwater from the Tarkio River. That's from the recent rain. So we're in the process of closing that. Other than that, there's no other flooding related to the Missouri Basin.
All right, thank you. State of Nebraska.
Yes, this is Jessica from the DOT. No changes on our end other than we got a lot of rain last night and it continues to fall today.
But we're just waiting for Iowa to open up and we can open up our closure on our side of the river.
All right, thank you, Jessica. Any other state of Nebraska?
Yeah, this is Sean Rungi from NEMA. Again, just want to reiterate, appreciate the support from the Corps over the last week and your very timely response. And I guess we'll wait until the water completely recedes and we all go back to normal. But thank you guys for your help and your efforts.
Thank you, Sean. Okay, we will move now. Well, just in case, anybody from South Dakota on that has an update? Okay, we'll move to the question and answer session. As I've said before, state your name, the organization you represent before asking your question. You can raise your hand or type your question into the chat and I'll read it for you. Once we've gone through that process, I'll open it up by state in alphabetical order. Participation is your consent to be recorded. To come off mute, there's microphone on your screen, *6, or also make sure that your phone is unmuted. I do have one question in the chat right now, and that is, what, if any, navigation impacts are occurring at these water levels? I don't know if we have anyone from the Coast Guard on, but Mike, have you guys been in contact with the Coast Guard? Either Doolin or Swenson?
Yeah, hey, sorry, this is Mike Doolin here. No, we haven't heard anything from the Coast Guard. Our river office usually coordinates with them if there need to be navigation closures. I wouldn't expect anything like that given the forecast stages. Usually the river's got to get quite a bit higher and load levees for a longer period of time before they close navigation because they're concerned about wave wash from passing barge traffic. Honestly, right now, looking at the report this morning from our river office regarding navigation, it appears that the Missouri River 340 race will cause more disruption than the ongoing high water.
Good to know. And I've been following that race, so I'm glad to see that they're able to continue the race as well. Mike Swenson, did you have anything to add to that?
No, I didn't have anything to add to that.
Okay, I just saw that you'd come off mute, so. Okay, no other questions in the chat at this time. Let's see if there's any hands up. There are not. All right, we'll go to alphabetical order by state. State of Iowa. Kansas. Missouri. Montana. Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, national press, or other questions that you did not get a chance to ask. Lieutenant Colonel Brownhill, did you want to make closing comments today since you guys are taking the call tomorrow, or you want to wait till tomorrow? He may not be able to come off mute. Okay, I'm going to, Kim Thomas, would you like to make the closing comments today?
Yeah, Eileen, just thanks again for folks joining and just continuing that communication. I think it's just important that we all just keep our eye on the situation. We do have potential rainfall continuing over the next several days. So communicate often, early, and I think we'll be in good shape. So again, appreciate everybody's participation. Thanks.
Thank you, Kim. That will conclude today's call. Have a good day.